you know, if we're going to, everybody have different backups. Like, I have a little hard drive that I back up everything on Tuesday night. And I swap the hard drive out, and I take it off-site.
It's the next
that's my backup. Now, that's kind of the dinosaur routine.
That's what
but I'm comfortable with it because I, you know, I got it on. I can feel my backup. Now, it could still get lost, get damaged, whatever. I'm having a little trouble getting my hands around the cloud. And I don't mean to poke fun because banks are using it. The big corporations use them all the time. So. I just think we had an issue that came up, and I explained that to Patty. You know, if there's any liability on that issue, then we should take a look at the claim. And I said, I think that's what the board's doing. Other than that, basically each elected official has a right to manage their office. But I know the board is probably, you know, saying, look, communicate with the board so we know what's going on. And if you got somebody coming in, and I don't know, you know, what kind of communication system, you know, you touch base with Don, who's going to go, okay, well, but just so we don't have this thing, and hopefully, since MIPS is kind of like the main person here, anybody coming in that's not them should probably contact, well, should not, they should contact the MIPS people and say, here's what we're doing. And, you know, if they need to, coordinate, in other words, you come down and I'll show you what not to pull. that's just comment.
Matt?
I'm going to vote against this. I think this is Patty's office. This is her deal. I don't feel like I've got enough information. I don't know all the statutory requirements and loopholes that have to be jumped through. I, you know, outside of the name, some 80s rock band, Simple Minds, and I would, you know, I'm being snarky now. Why doesn't it say, you know, Genius Solutions, Simple Minds? I'm being snarky. I get it, but I feel this is her thing. I don't want my name on that. I'm not going to approve that. That's her deal. She's responsible for that data. I don't want ownership in that. I'm going to vote against it. She's already signed it. It's already taken place. We're coming back after the fact to affirm what? It comes out of her budget. It's her material. I'm not comfortable doing it. I'm not going to vote for it.
I totally agree with you, Matt. I'm not going to vote for it either. And I don't like the way this has been done. I think it's very inappropriate, and I'm going to vote against it.
Eric?
I'm going to vote against this. There's several bullets in here. Basically, it's washed their hands of any responsibility for software licensing, which they're supposed to do. IT, which that's what they're supposed to do, it washes their hands of that. Says the servers are prepaid, but we don't know who is being paid or who has the servers. It's disappointing too to see. I think the reason we couldn't get this is because it didn't exist until the 13th of February. Evidently, you know, there was no agreement. I would say if this does come back to us prior to us voting on it, it probably should go to MIPS.
All right, we should add Patty here.
And have them review it as well. I mean, if they're our IT.
Well, but they're not our IT.
By contract, they are.
That contract, that's older than almost I am.
So it's not
bad. It went to Grell.
The other thing on here is that it has an auto renewal in it as well.
Which a lot of these do.
I don't know if...
You got a 30-day out. You just got to put that on your calendar to make sure if you're going to get. I've got some software subscriptions like that. And if you know, they got the maintenance things. If you don't give them the 30-day before the anniversary date, you get them again for another year. And that's just their way of perpetuating a customer. Don't like it, but that's why you put it on your calendars. So you got plenty of time on that. One of the things, your concerns here is, you know, maybe look at this as a, you know, talk to the elected officials about, you know, let's make sure, and maybe develop a protocol. I know that sounds, everybody has a protocol, but this is something that involves the records that basically, in a way, you guys are indirectly responsible for in this county. And there's a lot of records here. And just to make sure we're all coordinating. And Eric, you're, you know, just like you said, even though I'm not going to agree that MIPS is IT, for this county. They were for that particular project, but that's something to look at if you want to have an IT person. But to basically say, if somebody comes in, you should make sure, you know, for instance, my IT guy knows that if he's got anything that he's doing that's going to affect or potentially affect the county server, he contacts, and I have no idea who it is, with MIPS. But I think these people all know each other. So it's a matter of a phone call and a discussion that none of us would understand about what they're doing and whether it will impact the IT provided to the courthouse. So,
MIPS is not our IT provider, though.
If you read that letter, and again, that was one that I think the county at that time was looking for some guidance, like develop us a program's not the right word for it, but look at what we got and what we should do better or could do better for obviously a better price. And I think that's what, not to put words in Mr. Grell's mouth, but I think that was probably, I don't know, when it was, I can't remember, that was 2004, 3?
And I don't know whether it's official or unofficially, but they've been the one that's done our servers for the majority of.
I was going to say, when they were here, they're under the impression that there are IT people. I don't know.
That's what they've always felt.
They're under the impression that there was a contract, even, I think. I think he kind of said
they
that.
Had it, but it's
I shouldn't say contract, an agreement. It's an agreement. However, it as Roger said, it is. Been a while since we've done anything to that agreement. It's been a while since we've updated
I hold them to those prices quoted in that letter. And,
yeah. Are there prices listed in there?
Mileage was, I forget. Yeah. A bucket of oats for the horse.
Not quite, yeah.
Patty, I had said something and you weren't here. I'm going to vote against this because this is an agreement with your... that you've signed into. I'm not in favor of it. I don't know all the statutory requirements, and so... that's in your wheelhouse. I'm not up to date on it. I just don't want my name on approval. It's just business, but it's not a personal thing. But I'm that's why I'm going to vote against. And I had said that before you walked in. I didn't want you to think that I was saying something in your presence.
I said the same thing, Patty.
Well, but I'll ask the question then. I guess do we as a board do we need to approve this contract, or is this
no.
Matt brings up a point? This is an agreement between the elected official and that
and she had it
company
in her
she
budget.
Has. Yes.
Patty had it in her budget. So to me, it's like. You know, the sheriff hiring an outside investigator or something to give a case.
Okay.
You don't approve that. Now, if in a situation, he may say, I want to let you know, by the way, this guy may be talking to you or whatever. But I don't think you need to, other than you might want to take a look at, like I said, putting something together for all of us elected officials so that we know if we have somebody come in. And that would include, I mean, you got the extension office, you got Phil's office, you got Galen's office down there. I don't understand all those computers, how they interact or anything, but just so that you people are you're aware of it. And since MIPS tends to be the most,
yes.
Does the most offices, it probably makes sense that they would at least be contacted with. And if they service the server, okay, that's why it would make sense to make sure we contact them so we don't goof up something.
Gary.
And I agree. I don't think that this is something that we need to approve as a board. The problem is going to be that this needs to be approved to be paid for. So
that's the communications we've had with Patty. I don't know if we need to approve this. The conversation I hear is we don't need to approve this. There is a claim, though, from, I can't remember his name.
It's
Simple Minds and stuff. Well, Bill Johnson, there is a claim from Simple Minds with Bill Johnson that we have waited to pay because we wanted to see a contract.
Can I just explain real quick?
Yes.
Okay, basically, last year, all my stuff is really getting old. Our server was getting old, and our computers, I mean, time goes by a lot quicker than I think, and our computers, I believe, are 2010. So what we started to do, we started to do updates from our TerraScan. They're Thomas Rutters now, but TerraScan is what we call it. Our server was timing out, which was causing problems for our sketching and everything that we've now put into our system and in our TerraScan side. So our server was timing out. So I did put some money in the budget last year. And then they came up with, you know, with Simple Minds. Now, Simple Minds is... Bill Johnson, he used to be with ASI that did the IT work for my TerraScan side. So Bill started his own company. And so that's when I decided to do the server, you know, with the cloud. And so a lot of these setup fees are licensing. We've got new programs like the Windows 8 now and things that had to be put together. So this is the build that doesn't really have anything to do with the contract. These are some programs I bought. Now, he's charging $235 a month, and that's what Roger has for me to maintain my server in Omaha.
Yeah.
So that's another bill of $2,800. This is all the setup fees and everything for that server. With that $9,000 I had in my budget, half of that, at least a little over half, I'm going to go ahead and do this, and then for the remainder, I want to buy some new computers. So I was trying to do it so that...
And that's what I was looking at in your budget, and I think you said it before, there is $9,000 in the budget.
And I need to update some of my computers, so if I can buy a few of those now, then I will.
This is half of $9,000?
No. I said this is part of the $9,000. I'm going to pay this and that and whatever I have left.
Okay. Okay.
No, it's not half. But I've got... Gary, if you look at this claim, and I don't know if you have this, but I've got programs that I bought.
Here's the claim. The claim itself
was,
yeah,
the
okay.
Claim
yeah.
The claim
is equal
5,000.
To, but there's some programs on here that I've put into that.
Okay, but the claim that we have through our discussion the last month and a half, we waited. We haven't approved it as a board, and that's part of the reason why we had this on this time on the agenda, so that we could at least have discussion on it and stuff, so that... The Finance Committee decided not to approve that claim until we got to see a contract.
And I have always had a maintenance agreement with ASI that we've been putting through every year for about $4,500. So that didn't even come out of my budget. That came out of the computer stuff over there with TerraScan and everything else. And so that doesn't exist anymore. So when you did, you know, when we did computers like the TerraScan, what they charge a year, what GIS charges a year, what ASI, that came out of a whole, that didn't come out of my budget. That's going to be gone now.
Maybe we should do like the federal government, go back and back bill you like they did on the federal aid project we just
approved. Yeah.
Patty, I just had a question because it had down two fees there. It said it broke it down to $235 a month or $2,820 a year, which is basically the same thing.
I'm going to pay it all now so I can see what I have at the end of by July so that I can see how many computers I can buy. Does that make sense?
Well, the
$235 times the...
I know there's no discount. Like, typically if you pay him, because he wants paid ahead by the contract.
I asked him to do that. So I can do it $235 a month I asked him to do that so that I would know by July how much money I had left to pay to buy computers. So if I pay that now, then I can see how many computers I can buy.
The only reason I'm asking, I'm kind of nickel nose. If somebody's not going to charge me interest, I'll let them carry me.
He will do it by monthly too.
Oh, no, that's by the contract, but... Yeah, the only link I saw in there was when it starts talking about, and I hope you don't get into this, but the limitation on liability. If we pay it all up front, then he's liable up to that amount that we have prepaid him. So if it's like 1 or 2 months, we're looking at his total liability. If he goofs something up, it's $470, which, again, I bring that up because, you know... And I'm not going to be critical, but that's one of those things. My deal is you cause me a problem, you're going to pay for it. And if you don't want to agree and do it that way, then we've got some places up on third floor that we can talk about it.
Talking about what's the track record with this person ever doing anything wrong?
I think there's been some discussions.
Yes,
discussions. Again, I think Patty's group...
Yep,
have talked about it, you know, off camera, so to speak. You know, so
I withdraw my motion.
Well, you don't have to withdraw it.
No, we can still vote on the motion. But I agree with you guys that the board don't need to approve this contract. This is the.
I mean, you don't have to. You can if you
no,
want.
We don't need to vote on it. We can decide not to vote on it. But I agree with you that the board doesn't. This is a contract with Patty. She's an elected official with her office with this individual. However, part of the reason we have not paid the claim, and I want everybody to be aware of that, is because we wanted to see the contract.
Do you have any bills coming in for MIPS coming down?
No, I called them.
Okay.
Remember when we wanted them to do
that was a question.
No. That was after we first talked about it. The first contract was signed in January.
But are we allowing our records to
I want an in-house backup.
That's kind of.
I think that's a good idea.
That's not.
Do you remember when we said I wanted, and then he plugged something in down there, so I have an in-house backup too.
Okay. That's a separate discussion.
That's why I don't want anything to do with
it. I understand what you're saying, but this motion or this here item is for this.
So
then we should put that. Eric has decided. Who made the second?
Bauman did.
Bauman.
What do you want to do with? He's withdrawing the motion.
What do I hold the hammer on this one? If I make him vote on it, I'll withdraw the motion or the second.
Okay, Thiemann and Bauman have both withdrawn their motions. Gary.
I'm going to apologize up front because of. 5-year-old change orders kind of made me pissy today, but Patty, I got questions about this, and I guess I'm not 100% on board with it, but it is your office, so you do as you need to do for your office. You had mentioned a while back something about not having the money in your budget for a server. Are we doing something halfway? I don't want to say halfway, but are we doing something just because we don't feel we have the money for something else that would do it right?
I'm doing something different. I'm storing something off-site and leasing server space into the cloud.
Okay.
So that's kind of the whole gist of it. This gentleman worked for ASI, went out on his own, and I know there's some concerns. I know that.
I'm not as worried.
About that.
I'm not as concerned about that part of it. That's.
Mostly servers, in my opinion. I don't know. Servers were taken out of a different fund? Or did everybody ever have a server that was taken out of your own budget?
We don't all have our own servers. We have one server for the county, and you have your own, and his own. So
it came out of the budget.
And the sheriff.
Sheriff, yeah.
But the
only thing I'm doing different, Gary, is I don't have a server on site. I do have an on-site backup with an older server down there. It's just he's doing an on-site backup and a backup into the cloud.
So are we better off in doing it this way, or?
We're going to try it for a year. That's what I want to do. I mean, I think you're going to see that technology is going to go this way from what I've,
What's the advantages to doing that as opposed to having our own server on, a physical server on site?
Well, I don't have to buy a physical server now.
Right. But what
There's
happens?
There's a cost savings there. And then whenever he does, like, he can remote right in now and fix everything and they don't have to make a trip down here.
But they should be able to do that on a physical server, too.
But I don't know. And I don't know, as you can see, his fees are pretty reasonable. I don't know what MIPS, if you start pulling all their claims, I don't know what you pay them.
Yeah, and again, I'm not concerned about him as much as I am. If we need a physical server, then we need to find the funds to buy a physical server. If you don't have the budget to do it, then so as a board, if we need to appropriate funds to do that, then we need to. I guess I'm asking you, do we need to do that?
I don't think there's a reason to have a server on site because our office never really did anything with that server. It was just a machine that sat there.
Right.
Once in a while, we'd go in. If something got locked up or something, we'd have to log somebody out. But that's basically it. And if we have the backup out of that one, we're good.
Okay.
I mean, he can remote into our machines. He doesn't have to come down or anything, so he takes care of everything. So.
And there is a security thing, because you guys are backing up tapes, and I don't want to get into your thing, but what are you doing with your backup tapes at night?
We've already discussed that.
And taking them home, and I'm not...
That's only one night they're in the vault, and then they also have a backup off-site.
So I have a backup on-site. I have a screenshot by this guy in Lincoln, and I also have a backup in an IT center in Omaha.
So what...
In the cloud. And you know what? This is only a year thing. So if we want to revisit it and you, you know, would prefer that I have a server on site...
I'm not attacking what you're doing. I'm just trying to get, I'm trying to get my hands around... Mm-hmm. So what happened... Your data is going to TierPoint in Omaha, Bellevue. So you're not... Would we be better to be contracted to with TierPoint for the server access as opposed to contracting with him? What happens if something happens with him with our data in TierPoint?
He's actually leasing the space from TierPoint. And the server is at TierPoint. It's his server leasing space in a very secure building. And that's what...
We'll go back to Gary's point. Let's say in a year from now, you decide you don't want this agreement, you want to go with your own server.
Mm-hmm.
What's to say he doesn't now hold us hostage or whatever you want to call it?
How would he? Because I've only got this signed until...
What's to say he's going to give us everything back, though? I mean, give us access to everything back. I mean, that's just... Those are fears that some of us computer people don't know.
But I don't think it's any different than what you have with Joe and them or anybody.
We have our papers right here. They don't have our records.
Well, he's just... It's like before we had a maintenance agreement, and that's basically what this is.
Yeah, but Patty...
I'm not saying that the information we couldn't get, but what would stop if we... He left unhappy. What would stop him from coming in and basically freezing that stuff and we don't have access until we get some kind of agreement with him again?
It says we own the information. It's ours. I mean, all that would stop it is this contract, which whether you're in favor of this or not, I guess there probably are a lot of things that we do based on contract and trust to that contract.
Yep.
And I don't know. I always feel better having stuff where I have it. I mean, myself, I would rather see it sitting in there. Is that the safest? Maybe not. This may be a safer route. I don't know. But, I mean, I think this is kind of her office, her baby. This is, you know, I don't know that this is... I mean, I don't know that I would go this route. Perhaps I would, but it's kind of a management decision that you've made.
And we've talked about it since August. Quite a few assessors in the Southeast District are with Phil and Annette and I, and you know, and we didn't go into this lightly. And we know there's some issues because of a partnership breakup with that, which I'm aware of that on all fronts, from the hospital to around. I've even called the counties that there was some problems. So, and I have also, but. On the negative side too, you've got to call the counties that are very, very positive where he's concerned. So there's both sides of the coin.
The biggest issue, I think, is if you lose internet, you lose ability to do anything.
And with our office, everything that I have, I'm still in agreement. Some counties do not. I have not taken away my paper copies or my paper cards out of my office. Whereas some bigger counties like Lancaster, I don't even know if they have a property record card. I've still got all that because I still kind of am the own believer of having the paper record too. Now with Lori or with somebody else, that could be different. Don, they do licenses every minute. If I'm even down for a little bit, I can go to my vault and physically produce you a property record card.
So if we would lose all this, if it would all go away, you could still function.
Still have
the only thing is my daily work. If we did a sketch and sketched a new house, that might be lost for that day. But I have a backup, too, now on my office, besides the cloud.
Thank you. Gary, you had a question yet?
Yeah, not a question so much as I'm not saying I disagree. I agree or disagree. I'm just asking questions because I'm
I understand that.
I have concerns about what's in the contract, but I just, it's a change. It's something new. So, you know, do you or do you not? I'm just asking questions.
And, you know, it's just like anything, you know. I can tell you, from back in the day, we didn't even have computers. I mean, it's just a change for me because, like, 40 years ago, you couldn't believe what we were doing compared to what we're doing now. And I'm probably the last to go to be convinced to go some of these new routes. But
carrying them stone, not carrying them stone tablets around anymore has got to be easier on you, right?
I still have the paper copies. And they ask them. She loves to get rid of stuff, and I've got almost everything, don't I?
Thank you much, Patty. I think the motion's been withdrawn and everything. It's your contract. It's your department. We will have the claim in the next pay period.
But I wanted you to know that there's a claim and going to be that. But, Roger, I don't know. Did you think it should be better on a monthly?
No. I just brought that up because he's linked one of the paragraphs, his liability, which, again, like Gary says, you can always have some fun with contracts, particularly ones which somebody whipped them up on their own computer. I mean, not to criticize him, everybody's trying to save money, but when you do that, you end up, you know, like I said, if we had a problem that he does something and it causes you a great deal of money, overtime, whatever it would be, I can guarantee him he's going to be looking at the back end of that one. Because that's just, you know, he's tried to limit his liability, and that's just something to watch for. I have a little concern, and this is just a personal thing, paying somebody a year ahead for services.
Technically, we're not.
Sorry.
The auditors say we're not supposed to pay for something.
I
don't
get all excited about that, but then you talk about people living the dinosaur age, you know.
Statutes.
Well, at the risk of cherry picking the contract, and I don't have my glasses on here, but it talks about there's a 30-day out. At termination, all payments will be deemed to have been earned, and this company should have no obligation for any refund. So
we may want to do it. I can get him to do a monthly.
Because if things go south in 60 days and we try to term out in a total of 90,
I agree.
And we've paid a year in advance, then in theory we're out.
Right. I can have him do it.
Yeah, he's got a couple little provisions there that, you know, you have to pick and choose. And again, not to be critical, and we probably shouldn't be talking about it in open session, you know, because he's going to maybe.
But I just wanted you to realize that this was not, this was some setup fees for, like.
That was the setup fees.
Server. So if I did bring a server on site, he would transfer all this because he's already done this. This would all come back down here. Okay. And in a year's time, you know, I guess we don't know what we're going to do with that lawsuit either. That's kind of holding over our head, too. So
We still got to operate.
Function.
Yes, we do.
I know.
You still, your office, we're mandated to still have that, and that has to operate.
Just looking at this, so Patty, he did bill for server installation.
I know. That's why I wanted you to know that this is a different claim that has been sitting out there for a while because he's done some of this already. He's put Windows 8 on there. He's put a new licensing fee and everything.
He didn't install a server.
He installed all the equipment that goes into the server.
So this is a new claim you're going to come forward with? We haven't paid the original.
No, this is your claim you've been holding.
This is the original one, yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to happen in any, whether it's here on site or whether.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
There.
Okay, that cost will be there with whoever we went with.
And if you put a hard server in, then you're going to have that cost again.
Yep.
I'm just going to have the cost of the hard server. This has already been set up, so he would bring it down here.
Yeah, but you'd have to set up the new server. You'd have to do the same.
But he would just take this information now.
Oh, really?
Convert it.
Mm-hmm. He'd just, okay.
Because
$2,500 for labor. For server installation, but he didn't install a server.
Installed all the new.
You put all the information to it in your server. The server was like a 2007 now. 2012.
I've got tons of data in my.
But I think to Eric's point is, if everything's virtual,
there's no labor,
and there's no physical labor. It's point and click.
Yeah, it's
for $2,500. I hear you.
It's telling me.
I hear you.
It's pull, drag, dump. Now, if you set up an actual server, I could see them.
What?
I mean, installing software or something. There's no new software. There's nothing. He never touched the server because he's probably never seen the server. All it would be is transfer file, correct?
But you still have so many hours of doing all of that. I don't know how many hours that would involve. You still have X number of hours for doing that.
I think this is the same as putting it on theirs up there. The only thing is, I'm leasing that. And it's like, this is my stuff. So now if we get a server, like on site, he would have to just transfer all this over to that server.
So that would be another $2,500.
No,
that's what that is it's information transfer.
This is as you're building all your new.
Because he's never seen the server that your stuff's on, more than likely.
I'm sure he has.
He might have been in the building, but he wouldn't know which server's yours versus another one.
Yeah, I would, because he owns his server. It's my understanding. He owns his server in that building. And that building is in Omaha now. And that's why at first I was a little, because I know at one time he had one in Kansas City.
Well, regardless of what he calls it is what it is on there.
Anything else? If not, we're moving on. Thank you, Patty. Annette, thank you for coming.
We'll have you back in a couple weeks.
No, that will be submitted in the next pay period, the claim.
Okay. Thank you.
Next item on the agenda, discussion on call-out policy. And, Eric, I think you want to start on that a little bit.
On this one, you guys remember your page was not coffee-stained like mine is now. But we talked about this 2 years ago, yep, and 3 years ago and 1 year ago. Now it's spring again. We forgot to do anything on it last time. So I asked Myron if we could just leave this on the agenda every time until we vote on it. I had one of the guys at the highway department call about what the call-out pay is. Is it 3.5 times or is it 2.5 times their pay?
Which a holiday.
On a holiday.
Is holiday. That's where we're running into the...
I don't have that.
Is it 2.5 times or is it 3.5 times?
Just a minute. I mean, let's start with this a little bit. Galen or Don, call out pay if they're called out on a weekend is no holiday. Call out pay is 1.5 times.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
Minimum of 2 hours.
Minimum of 2 hours.
That's what we've been. Well, yeah.
Would you like me to read that for you?
No, I got it.
But it's 1.5 times.
Yours, you know.
The guys down there on a holiday, then it's 2.5 times. Well, this is confusing them. So I said we're going to go through and edit it down and make it really simple. And we don't think this has ever been adopted. So whatever we're going to go with, we're going to adopt it, and it'll be final then.
Until the next time.
I think right. We can make it simple and final, but I went through and crossed some stuff out, just get rid of a lot of stuff, make it just a couple lines, really simple. Don looked back, and John, Matt, and Terry.
John, Myron, and Terry.
Myron and Terry.
Called them.
Had it signed, had a note on there and stuck in there from 2013, where on a holiday... The way they get it is not 3.5 times pay. The way they get to 2.5 times is if you include the holiday pay at the same time. So what's getting misconstrued is the 2.5 times on top of holiday pay. Now, the same guy that called me talked to Matt, and Matt said, no, it is 3.5 times, whatever.
Harry and I wrote this. The intent was, this is the intent, and we talked about this before, is that on a holiday, they still get their holiday pay. When they get called out on a holiday, it is 2.5 times. So in theory, yes, they get their base holiday plus 2.5 because it's a low volume, it's taking them away from their family, and they're providing a vital service. The intent was to have a premium pay. And we went through this last year, and we looked at this, and when we figured this out, we were arguing over a couple $100 for like two guys. That was the intent. You're exactly correct. Now, if we want to change it,
let's change it.
If the tone of the board is different and wants to do things different, but the way that it was, it is exactly that. It was supposed to be holiday, because you're going to get that, and you could comp it. It was explicitly, but my understanding is there's an interpretation or there's a desire to do something different on the board. And I'm not arguing the point. I'm just, as a statement of fact, it is exactly the way that apparently the board no longer wants to do. And to the support of the employees, it's confusing to them.
Well, that's what I want. It's just something that's very straightforward.
Gary brought up a good point here. We are still in contract negotiations with the FOP. This is part of the contract negotiations, I shouldn't say part of it. There has been discussion in that with the FOP. Because of that fact, I think we should be in closed session. I'll refer to Roger on that too.
Well, probably a good idea, but the other thing I would just add is that's the highway department. Do the two coincide? I mean, the deputies and the highway department on call outs?
They're using what you approve for them to argue.
For them. But what I'm saying, and again, if it's part of the negotiations, you know better than that, because I'm not involved in those. If it is, then you should do it in closed session. Otherwise, you're basically, well, what you're doing right now is explaining what your position is right now. If you're going to talk about changes, I would go into a closed session or review it at a later date. I mean, I understand what Eric's saying.
This particular issue, call-out pay, has been part of the discussion with the FOP.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Byron. This also, though, I'll go back and say that Eric is right. This here, we've talked about this 2, 3, 4 times. We don't have any record of where the board approved this or anything like it as our call out pay policy, other than what is in our current handbook. Where we come
up. This was supposed to be added to the handbook last time when we did that review.
I don't think we
guys
did.
Haven't approved it.
It though. Hasn't been approved.
We were going to wait until after spring and then approve it, or, you know, after the winter, and then we didn't.
This thing's 5 years old. This is prevalent practice. This is what we've done. Well, is the intent. I'm annoyed at us. I mean, and I'm part of that.
We're doing it two different ways, though, and the guys don't know. We just need something simple.
Terry?
Might I make a suggestion? Until contracts are finalized over there, we do nothing with this.
Either we go on closed session now to discuss this, or we don't do anything.
If this comes into actual, you know, being used from here on out, it would be a rare one.
Well, how do we?
But here's the problem: is that this document without your coffee stains from, I don't know, was that Starbucks or McDonald's? But without that, this is currently what we have in place. And so we have this. We've asked Galen to administer this. We've asked the employees to follow this and figure out their time cards accordingly. But when we do payroll, we're adjusting that pay contrary to prevalent practice. And so that creates controversy.
Well, we have discrepancy what prevalent practice is. So the accounts payable are reading different than the employee, than the staff is, the road department. So, I mean, we need something simple where there's no question and this is just the way it is.
Back to 2013, Becky was employed in my office and brought that to me and said, okay, I have a question. I need to know whether this is, because I have my notes written down, whether this is paid at 2.5 times or 3.5 times. And I spoke with Terry, I spoke with Myron, and I spoke with John, and they all said, no, it is supposed to be 2.5 times, not 3.5 times. That is my note that I wrote. Fast forwarding to 3 years,
so what we've been doing is paying 2.5 times.
So, but we have paid 3.5 times because then Becky went ahead and paid it at 3.5 times, different times. But we're trying to get it so that we know what it is, because it goes back and forth. Everything changes on us. Just the same thing as call-out pay. We don't know. Galen's as confused as we are, because we're told one thing by you guys when we ask. There's nothing in writing to follow.
We just need something
so
flat.
So it's bounced back and forth. So that's the confusion that we have.
Okay, so here's my annoyance. There is no confusion. It is in black and white, and I can interpret it explicitly as I've done for the last 4.5 years. If we don't like it, Let's just say we don't like it. We think we're overpaying people. Let's don't complicate it because we don't like the language.
I can
explain this to you explicitly, and I've done it multiple times. I can explain it to you, but you won't like what I'm saying because you disagree with it. And that's okay, and we can have that discussion. Yep. But let's don't say that it's unclear when it's here. The discussion when Deb was down there. I remember spending enormous amounts of time. At the time when we passed this, the board understood it and we instituted that. But if we don't like it, let's just say we don't like it. But let's don't say it's unclear, because that's just not a point of fact.
But it is unclear, Matt.
Let me explain it again.
Well, no, you're explaining it, and I get it, but I can read it both ways, and that's what the guys are doing.
Go ahead and explain it, Matt.
But let me explain it.
Let Matt explain it. Let Matt explain it
any other way. In the event, of course you marked it out. If events arise which require the services provided by the Gage County Highway Department and are outside the typical recognized hours of service, the Gage County Highway Superintendent may institute call-out pay for designated Highway Department personnel. Policy defined. Call-out pay must be designated and approved by the Highway Department or designee. So he's in charge of administering this policy. Call-out pay on non-holidays will be 1.5 times the employee's regular rate or may convert to comp time. Now, I've been told that they haven't been able to do that. Call-out pay on holidays will be 2.5 times the employee's regular rate and may convert to comp time. How do we pay employees on holidays when we're closed? They're paid holidays. They're going to get that. Mm-hmm. If they get called out, they get 2.5 because it's a premium. So they will, they're going to get their holiday pay. If they get called out for the minimum 2 hours, for 2 hours, they will make 2.5 times their base.
It's not just a minimum of 2 hours. It's an entire day if they're called out, right?
The minimum is 2 hours. Say 3 hours. Say it's 6 hours. Say it's 3 3/4. For that time, that was the intent. Call-out pay will be paid at a minimum of 2 hours because they're getting out, they're going, give them 2 hours. Call-out hours will count as hours worked for the purposes of calculating overtime in a 40-hour work week, because there was some confusion. What was a benefit hour, which was a work hour? OT hours overtime hours must actually be hours worked in a 40-hour work week, paid holidays, vacation, sick, and comp time. Any hours not actually working will be paid at an appropriate level and rate, but will not be used to calculate overtime. That's where it defines. So, yes, the absolute intent of this was to recognize that if somebody gets called out on Christmas, they're going to get that Christmas holiday. That's not taken away from them. But they will get 2.5 times on a holiday. So as you go back, if they worked an 8-hour day, it would be 3.5 times.
And I'm fine with that. But with that note from 2013, with those three on there, I wasn't here when it was put in. There's a note from those three that said, no, it is not that. So I said, we just need an actual.
I don't care either way. I do apologize for. I will apologize for my snarkiness.
If
we don't like it, let's just change it. Because to me, this is very clear. As I read it and explain it, and I'll do it ad nauseum on the phone. But if we just don't like it, then let's just change it.
But let me explain a little bit too. Our interpretation at that time was that they were the 2.5 times included the holiday.
Right.
Not the understanding part of it.
And I'm okay either way if it doesn't include the holiday.
I also know we've had, since I've been on the board, this is probably the fourth, fifth, or sixth time we've had this conversation.
But we also have to recognize that a holiday pay is a benefit hour, it's not a worked hour. And that's where we were defining that in the bottom. So the benefit hour of a holiday pay does not calculate into overtime. Now that's something the employees don't like. But you're
That is what it is, though.
But you're not actually working. And there's sympathos. You're not actually working.
Right.
Okay, and there's confusion on whether they can put that into comp time. And I recently come across with a question with the Department of Labor. You cannot put something into a comp time bank that is not actual overtime hours. So they cannot choose to put their holiday hours that they work into our comp time bank. Comp time bank is strictly for time and a half worked over 40 hours.
So we need to change
that. So
there's things we need to change because, again, this is 4.5, 5 years old now. So, and again, I remember painfully trying to get this put together down there for the benefit of the employee that we're asking to. It's a low volume issue. It really
is.
Not
as low as you think.
It's still money, but it's a low volume issue. But if we don't like it and we want to change it and the tone of the board has changed, that happens.
That's different though than what those three have on that note. We just need, I don't care which way it is, and I'm fine with the 2 hours. If we're going to go 2.5 times, I just want it to have there to be no question with the employees either place, either at the courthouse or down there. Now, the note from 2013 from those three said, no, it's 1.5 times plus holiday pay, which I think they should be separate anyway, but that note says it's holiday pay plus 1.5 times, so you get to the 2.5. That's those three. I wasn't here. You're saying it's different. You're saying it's 2.5 times. Holiday pay is paid regardless. We just need... is the way it is. I mean, I don't care which.
I'm explaining to you the intent of it because I wrote that, and I know the exact intent and the multiple discussions I've had. If the desire is to change it, and when there was, hey, no, we're going to take that back, then we should have rewritten that, provided 30-day notice, and let people know what the change was going to be. And I'm all right with that. I'm just saying, but that's what we have. And I'm just giving the interpretation of why we did it and what it is. If we want to change it, then let's do it.
May I speak one thing?
Yep, come on. You bet.
The reason that there is always a discussion over this, this was wrote up by Matt and, I believe, Terry, and it presented to the employees down there at the highway department. They were under the understanding of just exactly what Matt explained on the 2.5 times. That is for the overtime. You get your holiday pay, but you go out and work snow on whatever the holiday may be, you're going to get 2.5 times rate of those hours, plus your regular 8 hours that everybody else gets for a holiday. Okay? So that's why when the time is sent up to here, and there you make changes, and it comes back, and the guy says, well, where's my 2.5 times pay? Well, then we have a discussion. That's why for the last 3-4 years, every time it happens, the guys are the understanding of what Matt had said, and it's always changed up here and presented back down to me, and that's where it comes back to you, and it's all under this discussion all the time.
Galen, what do we do then? It comes up here and it changes. Have we paid it out at 2.5 times then?
We've done both.
Done both.
Yes.
See, the guys don't understand it. We just need one way.
Yes.
And I don't care which way. Because when you're called out on holiday, that stinks. I mean, I get it on that part.
And before you decide which way you're going to go, because you're headed that way, I agree with what Terry said. You probably better.
Yes.
Stop so just. I don't have a problem if you have discussions,
yes,
you know, mm-hmm, about, but if that's going to have an impact on what's going on with your negotiations, I think you got to be careful. And I'll just say that if Bakley says he doesn't care, fine.
And we won't
caution you here. But again, hopefully we don't have 8 inches of snow. Well,
my biggest question is this just happened now with President's Day. How do we address what just happened? I mean, how do we pay that out? They need to know how to pay this out for what's already happened.
If I was doing payroll, I'd tell you how I would do it.
Well, and I completely understand how you're explaining this, and I understand the clerk's office, how they're explaining it. I want this, when we're done with it, there's no explaining it anymore. This is what it is. And I'm going to make it simpler. I know you like this. It's going in the trash. I'm going to make this simple.
But to your point, and here now, you and I are arguing. It's good we're this far away, and I don't have anything to throw at you. But
and he can't see you.
I have, again, just explained it exactly what it is.
Yeah.
There is no question based on the intent. And what the feedback I'm getting is, you don't like it. All right.
I actually am okay with the way you explain it. I'm fine with that. But it's not clear if we have a question on it every year.
But I don't think there's a question down there.
No, not at all.
Not down there, but there has been a question on the board, and there has been a question then between that office, this board, and the clerk's office of how it should be handled. We haven't.
Well, when we're told two different things.
Yeah. Well, there's three.
I know.
You come in and explain this us. You gave us that agreement, so this is the agreement we'd come up with, okay?
Dawn, I've had
Well,
multiple.
Then when I called Terry and Myron and John,
it was
when
different.
I had a question from my payroll person at that time, she didn't know how to pay it, so I called the three of you guys, and then I'm told this. So, okay, then.
I've had multiple conversations over the years, and some with your department.
And I have
recognizing that people haven't liked what I've had to say because they thought it was too much. And I'm saying, well, that's where we're at. Let's go back and add up exactly what it is. I will gladly, at some point, if we decide to do something different, I'll be the sacrificial lamb, and I'll go down there, and I'll talk to those guys again about the way that it is again. But, I can explain it a million times over. It's obvious that it's a dislike of the policy. It's not that it's unclear. It's a dislike. And I get that, and I keep saying that. So I'm done.
Well, I don't know that I dislike it. Over the years, then, I guess, this issue we're talking about, just say in the last year, how many dollars are we talking about?
I wouldn't know the dollars. I don't know.
It's minimal.
Okay,
David,
so then
it mostly could happen during the winter, though, because the highway department down there, for them, it's basically snow. Now, you could have a summer one because of a storm or something.
That's the majority of it, yes. Or an accident or something.
It's a big deal to the guys, though, if they think they're going to get this and then they don't. So, I mean... You're saying don't do anything with this, and I just wanted to have it taken care of so we're done, but you're saying don't do anything until we're done.
This has been part of the discussion, or this has come up through discussion with the FOP in our contract negotiations.
So until that is solved,
we will not be voting on this.
I'm going to keep this in my drawer, and we're going to deal with it here this spring, hopefully.
Well, okay, and I'll just throw this out for whatever it's worth, If you have a big disagreement with what the person that wrote the policy says it means, then I think you need to take it up at a later date.
Yeah.
And we'll hope it doesn't snow on Arbor Day, so we have to go out. But
how does she deal with this now?
Well, that's what I'm trying to subtly say. You know, if you got a big problem with what was explained, and I'm not hearing that, if somebody wants, and John's not here, so... And maybe, he has a completely different view than Matt. And I don't know. But I guess you just let it go with that intent. And if something comes up and Don has a question, you can always do a special meeting or kick it down to the next meeting. And she can submit it on the claims and whichever way she thinks you want it to go. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's like we'd like to have it resolved today. Well, I've heard enough that I think I know which way I'd jump, but I don't write the checks.
And just to clarify, I wasn't really going to throw anything at you. I love you, Eric.
Sheriff? I'm glad you were here.
Gary, you had something.
I'd have been done, right?
Yeah.
Just for clarification. This is what's in the handbook. It's the same as what he's got on his piece of paper there. That's in the handbook. So we continue to act as what's in the handbook.
We continue to act as what's in the handbook.
The way I read the handbook.
And to clarify.
What is in the handbook?
What is in the handbook.
Oh, okay.
What Matt said is exactly what was said at the meeting when this was approved. Yes. And that is.
We didn't approve this in a meeting.
At some point, if that's in the handbook, we've approved the handbook at some time or another since this came up. So that is approved in the handbook.
That amendment to the handbook was approved in a meeting, wasn't it?
The handbook should have been. Yeah.
That there was amended, was an amendment to the handbook.
It was included in the handbook.
It would have been approved, included in us approving the handbook sometime. She cannot, well, I shouldn't say she. We don't know that there's a specific page by itself.
No, I put that in there because you guys are using that. So I put that in with the handbook.
So I should throw this away, you're telling me.
No. That has been.
I just put it in there because that's what you're using.
Scott, are you getting
Am I remembering incorrectly? I swear that we voted on this
because
we argued about it for.
We argued about it. We didn't vote on it.
We tried
to vote on it and didn't, and it's numerous times. I don't know how many times, and I can remember Galen sitting right over there, and Galen did a very good job that day of explaining how the employees felt about it. I can still remember that. And stuff,
which is exactly the same as what Matt says.
Identical.
And if there's One thing that we have a good discussion over, it's been call out pay.
Even if you want to go with this, I can't follow this because you cannot put comp time or extra stuff into your comp time bank.
Was that a new change?
That is something I wasn't aware of until it was pointed out to me. And it probably affected it more once we went on time and attendance because we cannot do it. And then when I checked with the department,
have to change that then. And there's nothing
labor laws we cannot.
No, I understand that.
We've been trying to solve this issue. We just have never. You can tell we haven't done a good job.
It's not been approved by the department.
I will say that we haven't done a good job.
We've had a lot of good discussions.
We've had an awful lot of good discussion on this. I will say that this has probably been.
So that's the intent. Terry, is that the intent that you, I mean, because we had that note. That's why I'm asking. I wasn't here.
That's my intent.
2.5 times pay when they go out. Holiday pays off to itself.
Yes, because, like I said before, when that's a holiday, during this time frame, usually you're looking at a Christmas. You're looking at big time holidays. Thanksgiving,
Christmas,
maybe.
New Year's, Thanksgiving.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And you're going to miss. Maybe a family gathering, maybe your kid's doing something this, maybe that. That money don't mean shit.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got to go out at a holiday, and it's a big, what I, not a President's Day or one of those, a big-time holiday, yeah, they earned it.
Well, and this last one just was President's Day, but Don needs to know how to pay that. And if the guys are anticipating that, pay 2.5 times on that, then...
back to the way it was.
I mean, that's what the guys are going to need to know, and then we're going to reword this.
Oh, no. They were always getting three.
It's going to be as plain as day. But that's what we'll do then, if that's the intent, because that other note said that wasn't the intent. I don't care. I just want it.
Well, and just to cover, you know, what she's saying about the comp time, that's simple enough for Galen to just tell the boys.
Yeah, that's just Galen,
that one is.
We can't. You don't have that option because the government's taken, or not this government.
How was it handled?
Higher government's taken away from it.
There was
that's
no
fine. I don't think they'll get too much kickback on that.
That's how this is, that we've always tried to follow down there.
See, I think they were under unions. So this is called union fallback.
Before this discussion was ever had, it always used to be 2.5 times plus the holiday.
Before this went into effect?
Yes, yes.
Oh, boy, that I don't remember. I'd have to look through our old union contract.
Because that's the way we should be operating right now. Because this was never approved.
Well.
But it's in the handbook.
You were not
in the handbook. No, it's not in the
handbook. 2013.
Down there that I got.
It's not been approved in the handbook.
Eric had a copy of it.
But if the guys have the handbook, it's in the handbook if we've given it out, even if it's not approved.
But as a point of process, when you approve the handbook, you're approving the contents therein.
Right, yes, you are.
And everybody's got it, so it has to be included now, regardless, I guess, of whether it was approved individually or not.
Well, as a point of process, and we have approved the handbook since then. Don, I have to go look to make sure we have.
Are we sure? Are we sure we have?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
But I don't have a handbook.
I think I can recall the conversation about the handbook, and we talked about adding that in there because we wanted to make it part of the handbook. If we approve the handbook, then you approve the contents.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to make a point for clarification because there are other people that in the county that work on holidays, and it should be clarified. I mean, this says for the highway department, it should be for everybody in the county. If it's going to be on the books, it should be. So for clarification for other people that work on holidays in the county, call out pay.
You're all right. Galen's got to be the one to call him out.
Yeah.
He ain't going to call the librarian out to go to.
Right. Well, I mean, like the veteran service office.
Yeah,
if they get called out to do something.
Right.
Well, he works every Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and so does Shirley. And Dave Jones does, too. So.
It does affect other people that we don't think about.
Well, but is call out.
They have to go, though. It's Memorial Day and Veterans Day. They have to go. They're putting it on. They're putting up the flags.
But it's not a call-out.
Well, he can't call himself out.
That policy doesn't apply to people that he don't call out.
Oh, okay.
Just limit it that way. Don't go any further. Davey.
For now.
If Davey comes in and, you know, it's a holiday and the next day is a work day and he's got a shovel, and he does that. He comes down here on Sunday. And if Sunday would be a holiday, Christmas, he's going to be down here scooping them walks and salting that parking lot. And I mean, he just does it. And there's a question there. Should he get the same benefit that you're talking about for the road? And again, I suggest to you, that's just another thing you might want to think about. But, you know, like Phil going on Memorial Day services, in my mind, that's his job.
That's right.
If he don't show up for that, you know, and again, I'm sure he takes other time off because it's a holiday. I'd be surprised if he doesn't. Now, the question this may raise, is he entitled to more time off? But Don says no, because you can't use that for your overtime calculations. And you can all, we probably should all sit down someplace and have a cold beer and talk about this stuff. You know, as you do one thing, it just kind of snowballs.
Or you could sit down and have a glass of water.
There you go. That'd probably be better. Yeah. Get more agreement.
That's right.
I don't think we'd get it done with just one glass of
okay,
water.
Okay, I'll buy two glasses of water. I'll contribute to the board.
But, no, that's a good point. I never even...
The other point being just for... When somebody goes in to do work, they need to clock in, they need to be on the clock, and then they need to clock out. And then they also need to, if we got to go out at 5 o'clock in the morning to push snow, and we normally start at 8, that's not really call out. That's just an early start to your day.
Right.
I mean, the numbers are all the same, but just to not confuse the situation, that's just an early start to the day. So. You start and you clock in, you work your day, you work overtime. I mean, it doesn't change because on a holiday you wouldn't be coming in to work that day anyway.
No.
So it really doesn't matter. You just clock in and we just so it doesn't muddy up the system by having the girls have to figure out this is call-out pay, this is not.
John's brought it up before, and you can do what the state of Nebraska does and make all the 8-hour employees 8 and 80. So anything over 8 hours that you work in a day is overtime, time and a half.
But we're not set up that way.
That's a different discussion. That's not the same as this discussion.
Okay. We're not going to have it on next meeting agenda, not until the FOP.
But if we're not changing anything, can we go ahead and have something on the next meeting? Because we're not making a change then?
If we're not making a change, it's already. Don will find out if we've approved the handbook with it in it. Okay.
Well, I'm sure we did.
Well, I'm sure we have too, but so, you have to go back and look the last time we voted to approve the handbook. Okay. So we will have that part on the agenda, but until we're done until we have a contract with the FOP, since this is part of the discussions or has been part of the discussions in that contract negotiations, we are not going to go back and change or vote or do something different with that until that is done.
And for the record, I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just like,
oh, come on.
Well, maybe
we know you are.
Maybe you, but
yeah.
Nobody else.
No, no,
and
you're mad.
That is everything on the agenda, except we do need we've had an emergency situation come up where we need to have a closed session for an update on a litigation. This is not the Beatrice 6 litigation or anything.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows that. It's not that, but we do have a litigation that we need to have a closed session on.
Yeah,
so,
right number and everything.
Okay, all right.
No.
Okay. See, Scooter.
I will entertain a motion at 10:48 on the clock to go into closed session necessary for protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
So move.
Have a second.
Who turned the camera around? Was that off the whole meeting?
Yeah, we did it Monday.
It's not taping anyhow. Go ahead. Somebody want to make a second?
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by...
All together now.
Bauman, vote. Or
Bauman.
Oh, yeah, I'll make
I'm
you
with
do
you.
A little bit.
Juergens, voting in favor going to closed session. Juergens, Dorn, Byers, and Thiemann voting against it. Bauman and Lytle.
Me too, but I'm for it.
I'll stick with it.
Yes.
Entertain a motion to come out of closed session at 10:57 on the clock.
So move.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Lytle. Vote.
By yourself.
Juergens, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Thiemann voting in favor, Bauman voting against. Meeting adjourned.
I'm sorry. I missed it.
All right. Everybody have a good day.
Do that.